And so we come to the end of the book of Joshua, but we come to the end of the life of Joshua as well. And just like his mentor Moses, he comes together with all of the leaders of Israel and admonishes them to never leave the Lord. In fact, he puts the choice before them. He says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The response of the Israelite leadership is, of course we will serve the Lord. The Lord saved us from Egypt, rescued us, and conquered this land, went before us and gave us the promised land. Of course we will serve the Lord. And Joshua tells them, but you still have some idols. You still have some things in your lives, in this country, that are not of God. And you're going to have to decide once and for all, I mean once and for all, that you really do want to obey the Lord. And the people said, the Lord is our God, and we will worship only Him. We will obey only Him. Joshua sets up this stone and says, all right, before God, this stone has heard it all. And if God has to, He will bring this stone to witness against you. And the people, of course, say, no, 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 of course not. Of course we will only serve the Lord. He is the only God, and He is our only God. Of course we will serve the Lord. And the Bible says that as long as the old people who remembered and were there to witness what God had done were alive, the children of Israel did, in fact, serve only the Lord. But that sort of alludes to what is coming next, what we will see. And it's ironic. It really is ironic. We read this text, and as we go through the text and we see the back and forth of the children of Israel in the relationship with God, we put in the perspective of Scripture. It's hard to believe that they would fall so far. It's hard to believe that with God so present, that they could reject in any way. With God conquering the land before them, with Him protecting them, with Him doing all that He has done, how could they possibly fall away? Over the years of my life, as I read these stories, my naive perspective was, I'd never do that. If I saw God acting on my behalf like that, heck no, I would never do that. The thing is, we would. We all do. We all have. They do. I mean, we can zoom forward into the life of Jesus and His own 12 closest friends. Right? Judas betrays Him. Peter denies Him. And how many times have we found ourselves in the same boat? Joshua's admonition, sort of his parting shot, some of the last things that he said were, get rid of the remaining idols that you have that are foreign to you. Anything that you have from another nation, anything that is not God, get it away. You are going to have to finally, once and for all, choose. I feel the weight of that in my own life and in the life of this community more than I ever have. And this is the fourth time we've read through here. This is the fourth time, the fourth year. But I feel like in this year where God is inviting us and commanding us that it is no longer acceptable to just know this. We must live this. The Bible isn't this great book of literature that suggests some nice ways to live and a great code of ethics and morals that will produce a good quality life. That's not what the Bible is. The Bible is the story of God and man, and we can look at the scope of history. And when people obey God, love God with all their hearts, and don't allow anything between them and God, and are about God's business, God never fails to show up in whatever force he needs to. There is nothing he will not do. And there is no limit to his extravagant love. But when people choose to abandon God, the weight of their decisions implode upon them, and destruction is imminent. So here we sit, watching all kinds of strange things happen in the world. And we've definitely got a bit of a shaking, a bit of a wake-up call. Snap to it. Look at your surroundings. Be aware. And I think these words echo through time. It is time for you to choose once and for all time whether you will serve the Lord. It's time to put that question to bed forever. And if the choice is yes, we will serve the Lord, then get up and serve the Lord. I say that to my own self. Then get up and serve the Lord. It's not enough to know about serving the Lord. We must actually serve the Lord. The promised land will not come. The promised land will not be maintained any other way, as we will soon see.